From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music and artists of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents a concert performance with Magnolia Boulevard, coming up on Red Barn Radio.
Jezebel, don't waste your pennies in the wishing well. You were made to make your way, and none but yourself can make you stay. Gone and too far from me, Jezebel. Stagnant waters aren't so clear to see. Don't get discouraged by cloudy things. Yesterday, don't
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. The Bourbon Barrel Guitar Company and their master craftsman Mike Mankel, who creates amazing artistic and functionally superior electric guitars from reclaimed bourbon barrels. Mike's on Facebook and also on the web at bourbonbarrelguitar.com. The Twisted Cork, Lexington's only drive-through full-service liquor store and bar. They feature craft beer, wine, and all your favorites. The Twisted Cork has live music Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights and hosts the Red Barn Radio Open Mic every Sunday evening, located at Partner Place just off Clay's Mill Road. For more information, they're on the web at twistedcorklex.com. Room 17 Productions, a nonprofit organization telling the story of Professor Emeritus Sarah Holroyd and promoting music education through oral history, preservation, and live performance. For more information, Room 17 Productions is on the web at room17productions.com. The rest is history. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. Located in the heart of bluegrass, horse, and bourbon country, the Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Renee Collins, and along with Brad Becker, we are here to welcome you to Red Barn Radio's 587th live concert performance, now in our 16th season. Tonight, we are pleased to present a program of great live music with Magnolia Boulevard. With a variety of musical backgrounds, the group has come together seamlessly on a common sound, balancing the lines between blues, funk, and rock and roll. Magnolia Boulevard is Ryan Allen on keys, Todd Copeland on drums, Maggie Noel on acoustic guitar and lead vocals, John Roberts on bass, and Greg Irwin on the electric guitar. Please welcome Magnolia Boulevard to the Red Barn stage.
In the meantime, you can put me in your pocket, right?
stick around, let's give this thing a whirl. And I won't tell anyone, you tell me that you've had your better day. Tomorrow we might go our separate ways. In the meantime, you can put me in your pocket.
Magnolia Boulevard was a winner in the Lexington Music Awards for the category, yes. Category of Best Rock Band in their very first year of being nominated. To talk about those accomplishments and many more, I'm going to turn it over to Red Barn Radio's Brad Becker.
Hey, very nice to see some of you who've been here before, and nice to meet the rest of you. Look forward to getting to know you a little bit better this evening. Maggie, hi. And I'm kind of curious to know, how long have you been doing this? Not with this band, but in general, performing and singing.
I've been singing since I was itty bitty.
Maggie Noel.
Didn't pick up the guitar until I was probably 8 years old, and kind of picked that up and put it back down throughout my life. Sports and boys got in the way.
Oh, yeah? Where were you an itty bitty?
I grew up in Clintwood, Virginia, right on the tip end of Kentucky. A lot of people have heard of that area from the Brakes Interstate Park.
A lot of music in your family?
There was some here and there. My mom, she taught me how to play G, C, and D. And then I kind of picked it up on my own from there. Sang in church choir with my grandparents.
Is that where you learned to sing?
I feel like that's definitely where harmonies took play in my life, where I realized that you could take different people and make something beautiful out of just voices. I learned rhythm from my grandfather, because they would tap their hands on their leg when they're singing to keep time.
Did you stay there through your high school years?
Here and there.
Yeah?
Like I said, life got in the way.
Yeah? You said sports. What sports were you into?
I played volleyball and basketball.
No surprise, you're tall.
Yeah.
How tall are you?
I'm 6 foot flat.
Woo! All right.
Lock and key gonna guide my safe. And I can run either way. Shadows reach out left and right. Even so, call on me, call on me.
did you come directly from Virginia to Kentucky, to Lexington?
No, actually, I moved to Asheville, North Carolina. That was my big move out on my own. The music scene there was really great. I met a lot of really great people, and they took me under their wing and kind of pushed me to get out and play a little bit more, because I really wasn't a stage performer. I was more of like a campfire singer.
Uh-huh. You and an acoustic guitar?
Mm-hmm.
And did you start writing songs fairly young during your teen years?
Yeah, here and there, if I could, if I got my heart broke. Well, I moved back home for a little while with my mother after leaving Asheville. Just linked up with some river folk that I camped with and hung out with. And Jared Hamilton, who I played in Moonshine District with. We would just hang out at the river in his house and try to make up silly songs. And so that's where Moonshine District came into play. And we met, and he knew a lot of people here in Lexington. Mm. So.
Throw it all away and see colors in the sky.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Magnolia Boulevard, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with more of Magnolia Boulevard after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.